Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UM FM. Tell the band to go home.
All swarm around her mouth.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show.
Yeah, pretty good.
There's more. It is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, and we're here till 4 o'clock playing you the good stuff. Thanks for stopping in. It is your show, as well as it is mine. So if there's something you want to hear, something you want to say, something you want to talk about, something you want to remember, something you want to complain about, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. Whatever else, you know. Get in touch. It's good to hear from you. And always fun to be down here. We'll play some stuff. We got some stuff to give away today. The Back 40 Folk Festival, the first festival of summer. Well, there's two actually on the same day coming up next Saturday. We got tickets to give away for one of them. I thought we had tickets to give away for both of them. Maybe somebody stole it. Maybe John Prentice stole the other ones, but I've definitely got tickets for Back 40 in my hot little hand. Which we will hook you up with soon. So stay tuned for that. We started off there with something from Guy Clark, along with his old pal Verlin Thompson. That came from Verlin's record called Out at the Barn. That was the old classic there, Cindy. And I got last week we talked about Guy Clark the whole show, 2.5 hours or so of talking about Guy Clark, and had a wonderful, wonderful time doing it. But the thing is, we talked so much, we didn't play a lot of music. So I got tons and tons of great Guy Clark stuff, and I think I'm going to have to play some more of it for you this week. And like I said, whatever else you want to hear. So stick around and have some fun, and who knows? Who knows what'll break out? Last night, there was tons of stuff going on in town, I guess. Old Valdi was in town at the West End, and J.D. Edwards had a big party in Wolseley, and all kinds of things. But I made it out to the Stew Dome to see a lovely little trio from Edmonton called Postscript. And they were pretty swell. I thought they were swell, and we had a good time. And my son, Jeremy, who has been to dozens of house concerts at my house... hasn't really paid a lick of attention to any one of them, and certainly hasn't really had a lot of great things to say about the house concerts at our house most of the time, said that last night's house concert was the best house concert ever. Said it was absolutely wonderful last night. That's loyalty for you. Here, how about we hear Jeremy's favorite new band here, Post Script. I always want to call them Post Secret. I don't know why. Every single time. Post Script, though. Edmonton. They were here last night. It was fun. It sounded like this.
Thank you. and it's the best job I've ever had. You spend half your time tuning them and the other half playing out of tune.
Hi, I'm Mike Bloom, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UM-FM Winnipeg.
It's the best job I've ever had. Guitars make life bearable. There ain't another job in the world comparable. Said, I guess that's that. She ran her fingers across the map and said, as sure as the break of dawn, back again. The sight of taillights down the road, the sound of lonesome on the radio. One crow's sorrow, two crow's joy, three crow's a wedding, four's a boy. Still have that picture on the wall, that one of us in Montreal. Should you never come to call, at least I'll have Montreal. One crow's sorrow, two crow's joy, three crow's a wedding, four's a boy, five crow's silver, six for gold, and seven's a secret never told. Five crow silver, six for gold, and seven's a secret never told.
And the elephants blow their horns for no reason. Get a boy. justice throwing itself at you like a junk sick prostitute. And everybody's got blood red eyes, seems to happen every time. When the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. And the stars look like a handful of glitter. And no one around you knows how to whisper. And the Ferris wheel spins on its own, and I will drink this down dry as a bone. Cause the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. Sounds like a riddle. The pot's dancing with the kettle. And the tumbler lost his balance to a bottle of green absinthe. And old Sticky took a switchblade, carved Charlene's name in his wooden leg. And the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. Now the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. It's overflowing.
That's brand new from David Olney. Legendary Texas songwriter David Olney has been working on a new record with our pal Brock Zeman. And I love Olney, such a great songwriter. And if you go see him live, his shows are great, and he's a great storyteller and stuff. But between you and me, I've hated just about every single David Olney record I've ever heard because they sound terrible. I don't know what the deal is. Like, nobody seems to know what to do with them when they make a record. But you know, Zeman might have actually figured it out, because this record is pretty damn good. I don't know when it's coming out or what it's called, but you know, I thought I'd slip you a little treat there from Zeman and the Boys recording with David Olney. That's Don't Try to Fight It. And that's pretty cool, hey? Another little unreleased tribute. What was the word I'm looking for? Tidbit. I think that was the word. Tidbit. Before that, from Zeman himself. He's finally, if you've been following Zeman, you know, for years he's been talking about this album of carnival songs that he's been working on. He finally recorded the damn thing. And again, I don't know exactly when it's going to come out, but... But who knows? Maybe you can pick up a copy at the Stew Dome when he plays there in August 2nd, I think. Something like that. We heard The Moon Ain't Full off that record. You can go hear more. And I don't know if I'm supposed to play that stuff on the radio, but if you go see him and he gives you or gives me grief for playing that stuff, you can just go, well, remember that time that you said you were going to play at Jeff's and then you decide to go play at Stew's instead? That'll shut him up. We heard Mike Plume in there before that. Great song called Five Crow Silver. Have you seen my video for that? If you find the video on YouTube, I shot it inadvertently. When Mike played the Park Theater years ago, I shot that song and put it up on the YouTube. And Mike went to make a music video for the song, and he found my crappy phone recording and used that for the official video. But he didn't know it was mine. He didn't know it was me. And eventually I had to tell him, and then he just thought it was hilarious because he stole my video and then went, oh, I hope it was okay. I was like, well, I hope it was okay that I recorded it and put it on YouTube. I think we're even. Mike Plume will be at the old Dome just before some festival that happens here in Manitoba. It's going to be on the Wednesday, I believe. Although I think Mike thinks it's on the Tuesday, which, you know, maybe somebody ought to figure out, because I'm pretty sure that's what he said the other day when we talked to him last week. Anyway, speaking of house concerts, okay, I need your help, all right? I got a couple of shows coming up that I want you to come to, and you know, that would be super helpful. So the thing is, you know, we've hosted what, like almost 40 house concerts, I think, at the old Sunset Saloon, and had a ton of fun doing it, but it just seemed to be getting harder and harder to get people to come, and I got really bummed out about it, and I decided, no, that's it, I'm not doing it anymore, it's not worth it. If nobody's going to come, I'm not going to spend all that money and all that time and make my family angry, I'm just not going to do it. And then, you know, this year I got a few things dropped in my lap that, how can I say no? The May Hemingways want to come back. Like, did you see them last year? So incredible. Am I going to say no? Not exactly. So, you know, I said, sure. So we'll play some May Hemingways. They're coming up, in June the 25th, I believe it is, Saturday night here in Winnipeg. That'll be a ton of fun at the old Sunset Saloon, I promise you. We love them, for sure. Then Jim Bryson is coming to town. He's doing the Trout Forest Music Festival and wanted to do a show in Winnipeg the day before that. So it'll be Thursday, August 11th. And he wanted to do a show, and Stu didn't want to do it. And again, am I going to say no? No, Jim Bryson, one of my favorite artists of all time. No, you can't play at my house because I don't feel like doing it anymore. No, Jim Bryson, even though you're staying with John K. Sampson, and I might be able to convince you to bring John along. No, you can't play at my house. No, I'm not going to do that. That's just stupid. So we're doing that. But I got this other one, and it's kind of tearing me apart, and we need to make a decision today, friends. So I need you to help me. Okay. Help me make a decision on this today, right now, during the show. You tell me whether it's a good idea. So I don't know if you know our pal Gord, who hosts shows at the River City Social Club. Gord is just a tremendous individual, a wonderful, wonderful human being, and hosted some awesome, awesome shows at his place. Well, Gord's been a little under the weather this year, and you know, he's not feeling too good. So he's not he had to drop some shows this year, and one of the shows that he had booked with was with a guy who I sent to Gord in the first place because I said I couldn't do it. Jay Amar, who's been on the show here. We're going to play something that was recorded on Steel Belted Radio in 2014. Just great, great stuff. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So we had the show booked with Jay Amar at the River City Social Club on June 16th. And then Gord, like I said, can't do these shows. And so Amar sent me an email and said, what am I going to do? Had this show booked. I've agreed to pay the band for the night. I got nowhere to play. What am I going to do? And being the nice guy that I am, I said, well, I guess we could do it at my house. And then I got to thinking about it and thinking, well, there's lots of things going not in our favor for this show. First of all, it's really soon. Second of all, it is a weeknight, Thursday night. That means sometimes it's even harder to get some of you to come to my house, which would really suck. It's also a weeknight, which means my family is going to hate me for doing it, even though it's an in-service day for most people the next day. And for us high school folks, it's our last day of classes. Like, there's going to be a lot of stress on the last day of school, okay? So, you know, there's that. But it's just going to be a crazy week for me. I got tons of things going on in my own life that week. And it's going to be really, really hard. But if enough of you are willing to come and are excited and maybe would even help out, like maybe if you wanted to bring something that night, I wouldn't tell you, no, you don't have to do that. That kind of thing, you know? So if you were interested and could make it and could tell me that today, or if you want to tell me, you know what, Jeff, you do enough. Don't put yourself through it. Or even better, if you go, you know what? I think I could do that for you. That would be the best answer. So, you know, help me make this decision today. I'm going to play something from Jay Amar. He's a fantastic singer-songwriter, super hardworking guy. He never stops touring, makes great records all the time. Just a swell fella. He also tours with a couple of Manitobans that we absolutely love. A couple of D-Rangers, as a matter of fact. He's got Twisty, who plays with him. We love Twisty. Twisty is just a wonderful individual. And Don, also from the D-Rangers, plays with them a whole lot. And they're going to be doing a bunch of shows. And they got a day off, June 16th. They're, you know, he needs a show. Or it's going to cost them money. And I feel bad about that. So we need to decide. And we need to do it today because the show is like a couple of weeks away or something, which is crazy. So help me make a decision because I'm really bad at that. I'm going to play one from Jay Amar, something from the May Hemingways, maybe some Jim Bryson. These are Sunset Saloon previews, perhaps.
Okay, let's do this one. Stick with the hockey theme. I'll leave when I'm ready to go. It's a mellow song. So this is written from my friend Andy Frank of Roots Music Canada, who beat cancer. And he left, he just found that out about a year ago, Andy. So if you're out there, man, it's for you. And he left Montreal right after the Olympics in 76 and moved to Toronto with his family. His sister passed away of cancer when he was in his 20s. And I wrote this for him when he was kind of going through it. And so far, so good. So. The flower got another one. This town's insane. I can't wait till summer. We light the flame. They talk about leaving. I already know. I'll leave when I'm ready to go. You can tell me your stories. Open your heart. might even reveal your soul. Tell me you love me, I already know. I'll leave when I'm ready to go. I promise you, mother, I'll shelter her pain. I'm just her kid brother, but she'd do the same. I'll stand in a corner, she's up for this fight. She quietly whispered last night, tell me your stories, open your heart. You might even reveal your soul. Tell me you love me, I already know. I'll leave when I'm ready to go. These contradictions, they serve me so well. Believing in nothing to going through hell. From classical beauty to the songs of this land, here I stand. A man. There's no way of knowing the truth of this world. But for the love of a boy and a girl, tell me you love me, I already know. But I love you so. I've told you my stories, I've opened my heart. I've long ago revealed my soul. You can tell me you love me, I already know. I'll leave when I'm ready to go. Hey, I'll leave when I'm ready to go. Donny Zoif, thank you, man.
You're welcome. there for so long. Above the corner store, it's where I made up this song as my last act before I go. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to do. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to do. Thank you.
family raised you up just to see you fall. Thrown into shame, cigarettes and alcohol. I never understood the voices in my head. It's too young at 16, never understand. Everybody's born an angel in the hands of some dark devil. Suddenly I can be me again. Suddenly I can see me again. I can be free. Damn your mind, she said, and so did the sun. What you do not feel, you'll gain nothing from. I always loved those voices singing in my head. They had faces and everything. Everybody's born an angel in the hands of some dark devil. Suddenly I can be me again. Suddenly I can be.
There's our buddy Shannon Lyon. He's still talking about coming through this summer, and hopefully that'll come to be. You never really know with Shannon, so let's hope. You know what could probably help, would certainly make him feel better, is if you bought, pre-ordered a copy of his new record, My Throat Is Sore, S-O-A-R. I don't know why, but it is. And he recorded this new record on a 4-track cassette recorder. So it's a gloriously lo-fi kind of a recording, and some kind of sad and haunting stuff, and some downright silly stuff. It's got like 20 tracks on it, and all you have to do is pay $20 for a copy of this thing, and then $5 shipping, and it'll come to your door. And it would help him to get the thing made if enough of us would pre-order it. So I encourage you to do that. You just go to ShannonLyonMusic.com. There's a link there, and you can see his little video including some stuff from the record, or you can just find him on the Facebook. He's all over the Facebook these days, Shannon, L-Y-O-N. You know, consider donating to the guy. He is a good guy who works really hard, and he could use a hand. He's not one of those, you know, I saw another one of those greedy fundraising things from an artist the other day who definitely does not need the money. I just, some of these things are so ridiculous, you know, like when you see someone at an upper level who clearly does not need money to make a record, trying to raise money. It kind of cheapens the whole thing. Well, not kind of. It definitely cheapens the whole thing. But then there are guys like Shannon Lyon who, you know, certainly never has made a lot of money doing what he does. He lives very, very simply. And as you can tell, is making a record that's pretty simple, but he needs some money to make some copies, and you could help him out with that. So you just go find him on the Indiegogo or ShannonLyonMusic.com and help me get my copy, okay? We heard a pal, Jim Bryson, in there, One Cigarette from the album The Occasionals. He'll be at the Sunset Saloon August 11th. Really, really, really excited about that. We'd love to have you join us for that. May Hemingway's in there, title track to their great new album, Hunter Street Blues, available on CD and vinyl. Looking forward to that for sure. On June 25th at the Old Sunset Saloon, they are just tons and tons of fun. Love those guys. That'll be terrific. And Jay Amar, who, you know, we may have on June 16th. It's looking good. You know, got some good reactions so far. Could use some more, though. A couple more people saying, yeah, I'd go to that. Or, yeah, I'll help you with that. Or, you know, something like that would just push it right over the edge. So if you're interested, you could let me know and make me feel better about the whole thing. We heard I'll Leave When I'm Ready to Go, featuring Donny Zoif, recorded live here on UMFM. And let's take a quick break. Should we do that? Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do that. Let's take a quick break and come right back. Looks like in this commercial break, actually coming up right away, you'll hear about a summer festival coming up next Saturday here in Manitoba. Fun little festival. I've been to it once. And would definitely consider going again if Saturday weren't so absolutely crazy for us. But there's another festival coming up this Saturday to kick off. Actually, there's two more. There's one in Winnipeg, too. Oh, it's ridiculous. Saturday, big stuff going on. We'll give away some tickets to one of my favorite summer festivals in just a few minutes. Stick around.